Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The losses have eased a bit on Wall Street today following President Trump's announcement he is placing a 5% tariff on all Mexican imports starting June 10th. Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says Mexico needs to step up and do more to stop the flow of immigrants headed to the U.S.
They see this. They have the ability to stop it. They also have the legal authority to return them back home, something we don't have here in the United States. This is imperative. If they take that action, it will make a huge difference, and we're simply asking them to do that.
Fred Bergston at the Pew Center for Economics says between tariffs on Mexico and China, this shows that President Trump likes tariffs.
He would have put on comprehensive import controls on our two biggest trading partners and be a long way down what I think is his real purpose at the end of the day of building a tariff wall around the United States.
Amtrak says flooding is forcing it to suspend service between St. Louis and Fort Worth, Texas. Northeastern Oklahoma residents, forced from their homes by flooding along the turbulent Arkansas River, are making plans to return as the river recedes, but flooding is still an issue along the river in Arkansas. The police chief in Van Buren says he's worried about pedestrians on a local bridge.
We understand that people want to see the river. We get it. So we want to allow safe passage for people to be able to see the river, to see this historic event.
President Trump has declared an emergency in Arkansas, which has been hit by historic flooding. Ohio State University trustees have posthumously revoked the emeritus status of a team doctor, Richard Strauss, found to have sexually abused young men throughout his two decades at the school. The UN's atomic watchdog says Iran continues to stay within the limitations set by the 2015 nuclear deal, but reported its stockpiles of low-enriched uranium and heavy water are growing. This is AP Radio News. Companies are reporting progress on blood tests to detect cancer.
Grail says its test included 2,300 people, 60% with cancer. It detected 55% of known cancers and gave false alarms for only 1%. It detected 76% of a dozen cancers that collectively account for nearly two-thirds of cancer deaths in the U.S. But Dr. Lynn Lichtenfeld, the interim chief medical officer of the American Cancer Society, says the biggest question is whether the test will help people live longer. It's not clear what evidence the Food and Drug Administration would require to consider the test for approval. I'm Mike Hempen.
The IRS has proposed an update to the W-4 form that it says will increase its accuracy and reduce its complexity. But experts say it may prove a bit more difficult for employees to complete. The new form would require more detail about outside income, deductions, and exemptions. Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.